بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على أوصيائه وخلفائه علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر، وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. It's narrated that the 13th of Jamad al-Awwal, one of the narrations that describes the day of the martyrdom of Sayyidati Nisa al-Alamin, Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha. And, you know, we tend to view the presence of Sayyidati Nisa al-Alamin as, obviously there's an emotional connection to the Ahlul Bayt, and that she represents that the rope that connects us to the heart of the Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet described her as Ummu Abiha, the father of her mother. And if you think about the Prophet himself being denied his parents at a young age, losing his father before he was born and then his mother when he was a child, and missing out on, you know, the love and the tenderness that comes from having a mother in his life, and how that was replaced by his daughter. And so he would refer to her as Ummu Abiha because of her exorbitant amount of compassion and affection and love, and how she used to take care of him as if he was her own child. But Fatima was also more than that. She was the carrier of the intellectual legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was one of the first teachers, one of the first female teachers in Medina. Narrations tell us that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who was one of the trusted companions of the Prophet, came to Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam after the martyrdom of the Prophet, and he said to her, and this was a man who had already recorded so many of the narrations of the Prophet, but he said to her, is there anything more that the Prophet left with you that perhaps he did not share with us that we can benefit from after his passing? And so she turned to the maid that was in her home, she directed her to go and bring a pile of writings that had some of the recorded narrations of the Prophet. And so when the maiden came back, she said, you know, I can't find where I placed them. She said, find them, for they are these teachings are as important to me as my own two sons. So in the same way that she was a caretaker for her own children, the grandchildren of Rasulullah, she was a caretaker of the intellectual legacy. She was a person of wisdom. And so just a little bit, and I'll end with this, to build off of what I was speaking before. We live in the age of facts. We live in the age of statistics. We live in the age of information. And we live in the age of data. But people are searching for wisdom. And one of the things that separates people of wisdom and people of non-wisdom, if you will, is judgment and discernment. I want to share with you just a couple of narrations and I'll end with this. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes what it means to be an idiot, idiocy. He says the following. He says, you can identify idiocy in a man, or a woman, you know, let's be fair, by three things. He speaks in matters that are not his business. Number one, what's not his business, you always find that he has an opinion. And we live in a world where everybody has an opinion, right? So he speaks in matters that are not his business. He answers questions not directed to him and is reckless in his actions. These are three attributes. Another narration is from the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Jesus was asked once about the definition of an idiot. He said, he is fond of his opinions. He loves his own opinion. And of himself. He thinks all virtue belongs to him and no one else. And he has every right, meaning that he believes he has rights upon people, but no rights for others upon him. That is the idiot whose cure is hopeless. And I wonder how many people we have today who fit this description. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this fitna, from the fitna of idiocy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us wisdom in our affairs so that we know the way forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of our brothers and sisters in humanity worldwide who are in need of our dua, in need of our supplication. We ask Allah to place a hedge of protection around all of those people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant patience to the families of those people who were lost in this past week and the many tragic events that happened around the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat innaka mujibu al-da'awat innaka qadhi al-hajat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. A couple of quick announcements. We have, first of all, not this Saturday tomorrow, but the Saturday after, January 18th, we have the ladies' circle and the Qur'an session. Ladies' circle from 4 to 6 p.m. and the Qur'an session from 6:30 to 9 p.m. At the end of this month, January 25th, 26th, and 27th, we are commemorating the Fatimiyah program. We have a guest speaker. Our dear friend, Sayyid Abbas Razavian, is coming in. Saturday and Sunday will be in English, and Monday will be in Farsi, inshallah. Also, we are also pleased to announce the dates for the youth camp this year in the summer, which will take place from June 19th, 20th, and 21st. For those of you, please subscribe to our emails and you'll receive this information on a regular basis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'mur bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal-munkar wal-baghi ya'adukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. صلوا